Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Hello, the show, season 4, mix number
33.
Larry Bird. Do you know that reference? No, you don't. You told me behind the scenes.
No, I don't.
You didn't know.
I know. It just went over my head, and I'm just like, 33. That's the age.
That's the age I'm going to be this year. Sad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want
Larry Bird then. Larry. Anyway, hello everybody. Welcome to the podcast. This is the Halo Halo Show where we talk about our age most of the time because we're in our 30s.
Yeah, I know.
No, that's another podcast. That's Cara Erigel's podcast.
Yeah.
But this is the podcast where we talk about anything and anything.
Anything and anything.
What's the word?
Tama, anything and everything.
Anything.
Pero anything.
Anything and everything.
Anything and anything.
Anything and everything under the sun. But this week we're going to talk about specifically about fangirling.
Fangirling, yeah.
Mostly.
Our TTs for today, our trending topics for today. We're going to start with the resort in Laguna in Pansol.
Oh,
I know you love going to Pansol, right?
The only reason why I love going to Pansol is because I went to UP Los Baños, which is like 20 minutes away from Pansol, and that's where we usually do our parties and meetings and everything. And it's just, damn, that's just disturbing to see, honestly.
Somebody partied a little too hard. Apparently, some employees from a company had a little, not the whole company, like it wasn't a sanctioned company thing. Like, I think they just did their own thing, but they're all
apparently part of
the same group. And they rented this, I don't know if it's a resort or Airbnb or something. They rented a property, and there's a video of the people who work at the resort, and they shared like the aftermath, and it's disgusting, bro. It's so
bro, I could smell it from the screen.
Ugh,
it's whack.
It's the worst, man.
No, it's the worst. It's like something that don't, like, it's like something that adults don't do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, damn. Anyway.
Yeah, so there's that.
Next up.
Next up, we have, it's a little bit late news, but there is a little bit of an update on it as well, involving Beyonce, of all people. Lizzo, we're going to talk about Lizzo because we didn't record a regular mix last week. But we're going to talk about all the stuff that's going on with Lizzo. There's a lot of allegations being thrown her way by her former backup dancers now. And more dancers have come forward with more accusations. So we'll talk about Lizzo and the actions that she supposedly did against her dancers and why these lawsuits are happening. And the last thing that Rika G kind of got, I just told her about it, but she, did you watch the whole thing or what?
I did.
It's a very relatable for Rika and I because we also host. But there is an actress and YouTuber, her name is Christelle Fulgar, and she was set to host a fan meet for a K-pop idol here in the Philippines. And then there was a last minute change on the day of the hosting, and she was replaced by another host. And we'll talk about why that probably happened and what happened. She made a vlog about it, but it's been trending really hot on TikTok and on Facebook and on YouTube. So that's what we're going to discuss today. But of course, we do Where You Been, which is where we talk about our lives. And Rika G starting this week. What is new with you, friend?
Well, you know what? I watched Extraction 1 and 2
this
week.
Oh, you did?
I liked it. It's very gory. It's something that I thought that I wasn't going to enjoy it because I don't really enjoy like punchy, like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm such a man, I'll protect you type of movies.
John Wick, the punchy John Wick movies.
Exactly. Because like, actually, when we were watching it, Ryan was telling me that it's kind of like John Wick. But with John Wick doesn't get like dirty at all. Like, he doesn't get like scars or anything from all of the jumping around. Mm-hmm. But this is more realistic. And I feel like also this is more realistic like the storyline and how the characters reacted to what's his name? Anyway, Chris Hemsworth.
Tyler Rake.
Yeah, Tyler Rake, how they reacted to like the whole story. Because I was expecting, I know this is a spoiler, but I was expecting in the second movie that the kid would be the one to pull the trigger.
Oh, the one that he saved?
Yeah, the kid was going to be the one who pulled the trigger on his uncle. I thought that he was going to be like, no, I'm going to kill you. You know what I mean?
yeah.
Because that's like very, for me, that's a little predictable. Mm. But I was shocked. I was like, wow, I feel like this is what a kid would actually, you know, like react in a situation like that. They would be really scared. They wouldn't be like, oh no, I'm the hero now. Fuck that shit. You know what I mean? But yeah, I enjoyed both movies. So I did watch something new this week, but I did watch another thing that, you know, I always rewatch every year, which is Friends, and I don't know why I do it. It's just, it's nice.
Your show, man.
It's my show, man. Also, I finally bought The Handmaid's Tale, the book. I did watch the first season of The Handmaid's Tale, the TV show. But yeah, I bought the book and it's just a different experience, I guess. I mean, to be honest, when I watched the TV show without having read the book yet, it just scratched a part of my brain that needed scratching. Mm. You know what I mean? Because there's just like a lot of things being said when there are no lines in the TV show. So, but at the same time, while reading the book, having watched the TV show, it also scratched a part of my brain because now I have visuals.
Yeah.
Like it's not hard for me to imagine because this is a world, a dystopian world. If you guys don't know The Handmaid's Tale, it's a dystopian world story universe where fertile females are being used to make babies, basically.
Right.
And it's very dark. It's very dark. But it's easier for me to read the book now having, you know, watched the TV show. So
it's going to be the Elizabeth Moss.
It is. And I think she won a bunch of awards,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken,
and,
with her performance.
What's her name, isn't it? My crush from Chuck, so Yvonne Strahovski.
Oh, yeah. You know, that name suits her well.
Oh,
I feel like
I love
that
her.
Really is her name. You know what I mean? But a lot of big things happened this week, actually. The past 2 weeks, I haven't been on, you know, like us recording and everything because I actually attended Ryan's brother's wedding, which was amazing. They did it in this old house/hotel in the middle of Surrey, and it was amazing. It was like a chateau, parang ganon.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like a hotel that you don't need dressing up because you know how hotels can become like industrial. Alam mo yun, yung parang it can become a little bit
business
like
meeting.
A hotel.
A little too business.
Yeah, business. Yeah, a little too business. But this hotel, it's called Wotton House, Wotton. If you guys search for it, like you will see like the vast field. They have like fountains in the garden and it doesn't need dressing up. You know, that's it. Like that's the whole venue.
A very very Bridgerton. Bridgerton.
Very Bridgerton, actually. Very Bridgerton.
I'm looking at it right now.
Which is really great for a wedding, TBH. It was a fairy tale wedding, and then we actually went on a 3-day holiday to the Cotswolds. If you guys don't know the Cotswolds, it's like a group of like small towns, I guess. If I'm, this looks like
Bruges and Belgium.
It's something else.
Wow.
My favorite part of the Cotswolds that we've been to was Burton on the Water, and I think it's called that because there's like this stream na mababaw lang, and people actually go there to like swim and stuff. Like people go there in their swimsuit, like they're at the beach, but they're at the stream. Pero dude, ang lamig ng tubig.
Para siyang ano, it looks like Amsterdam. Like, you know how people imagine Amsterdam? Like, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but you can dip in the water and it was amazing. And they have like little houses. It kind of seems like parang nasa New Zealand because, oh, sorry, that's my phone. Anyway, parang nasa New Zealand because they have like little houses and like little coffee shops and like you're like in Hobbit land basically.
Nice.
So what we did was when we were there, we got a very British thing again. We got fish and chips and then we had a little picnic beside the stream. So I thought that was, for me, it was so magical.
Did you take a lot of pictures? I bet you took a lot of pictures.
I did. I actually went in the water with my jeans, but obviously finold ko yung jeans ko. But still, I was like, it was something that I can't like not do. Like I have to do it because the water is just there and I want to connect with the earth. Wow.
Dip your sand, your toes in the sand. Feel the breeze in your
hair. Tree-hugging Rica. Tree-hugging Rica actually comes out when nature is just so evident. Right. When nature is just so there and taken care of.
Get it,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we went to the Cotswolds and that was really nice. And after the whole holiday, because we went on like a two-week holiday, you know, Ryan's mom was here and we were with family and stuff. After that, you know, you get the vacation blues. We all get it. And I felt it. And it's just something that you kind of have to deal with after vacation. Do you get vacation blues?
Yeah. And that's how you know you had a good vacation, right? Like if you're not yearning to go back, if you're not yearning to go back home, then your vacation sucks, right?
Exactly.
Or sorry, if you're not yearning, yeah, exactly.
To go back to the vacation, right?
No. If you're not yearning to go back to your normal life, that means that your vacation was really good because you enjoyed it. So that's normal. Like,
you just want to escape, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also another big thing, this is my last thing. Another big thing that happened to me this week, I actually did a shadow, what do you call that?
Internship?
Like I shadowed internship. Yeah, basically for one day. I went to this production, like podcast production company called Chatterbox Audio. It's 2 hours away from me, but since they gave me an opportunity to shadow produce an audio producer and actually see what they do and actually tell me, you know, like tell me stuff that I need to do for the office and stuff. It was just something that I can't decline. So I went there. It was a 2-hour train ride, which is honestly for me at this point, it's not even a big thing. A 2-hour train ride. It's not even a big thing for me anymore.
That's QC to ano, Pasay.
Exactly. Parang naisip ko lang, parang ka lang na-stuck sa traffic from Pasig to Makati, really. So, I went to this podcast production company. They do podcasts. Actually, they have a really good podcast that I recommend truly 100%. And I'm not kidding you. I think you're going to enjoy it. It's called From Now. I think it's on Apple. It's on Apple Podcast. And it's about this, it's a fictional, like, drama podcast, and it's about this like a spacecraft that went out into space 35 years ago and then it went back thinking that, you know, the people in there are dead, but it went back to Earth and they're still alive and they're still the same age. So it's kind of like Manifest. Remember that TV show?
Is it this one that I'm seeing on Spotify?
Yes,
it's USS Hope.
Richard Madden. Okay, exactly.
Okay. Richard Madden.
Yeah, so he voiced it. And I feel like it's kind of like an old podcast that they did before. Mm-hmm. But right now, what they do in this company is they produce a lot of audiobooks. So that's what they taught me when I shadow produced there and I did my 1-day internship. They did a lot of recording for audiobooks. So there is this one audiobook recording that I sat in and it was amazing. Dude, the voice actor did all of the voices in the book. And the book was just like a fantasy, parang War of the Worlds X Game of Thrones. Parang ganun.
Ganun isa yung lang mga yung characters actor, niya. Isa lang yung voice actor.
Isa lang yung actor. And damn, he did all of the actors and he did multiple accents.
Wow.
Like, it was amazing to see in front of me. And I actually, hindi ko na kinaya. After nga lumabas, after the voice actor went out of the recording room, I was like, dude, that was amazing. Yeah. Like, hindi ko mapigilan to say na parang, dude, that's something that not a lot of people do, bro. As in, medyo nag-onting fangirl ako because it was just amazing to see because he does female voices, he does old man voices, accents, teenagers, everything, and it's just him.
Wow.
And he's like a normal person talking to you. Bro, ang galing. And then I asked how he does it because obviously if you're just reading a book, that's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. If it's just yung parang book form, apparently he has his own like document, like a PDF document that he highlights, like per character, he highlights it in a different color, which prompts his brain to like change his accent and change his voice and everything. Mm-hmm. But still, it's hard. And yeah. It's also more work because you would have to read the whole book before recording. For you to actually do, you know what I mean? Kasi hina-highlight niya per character eh.
And he needs to know their like motivation and stuff.
Yes,
diba,
he needs like to know. Story. Actually, he gets sent like a document that has like notes from the editor and notes from the writer that says that, oh, please make this like, you know, sad or make this more angry or something like that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and as the producer on the other side, you're going to be the one kind of like looking at the recording and also looking at the script because if they misread something, you would have to say, oh, can we record that again? And then you'd have to like put in notes for the editor because there's another person who's editing the whole audio recording.
Yeah.
So it's a whole thing. And I think it's a job that if you're not into audio, it's something that you would think that it might be mundane or might be like, oh, people actually do this. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, like they have a different ear, the producers who listen to the recording. They have a different ear because sometimes I miss lines and I miss like noises and stuff like that. And they don't. Like naririnig nila na, oh, wait, we have to do that again. Or, oh, wait, we kind of heard you gulp. Ganon.
Right.
And it's like a specialized type of job.
Yeah, mga audio engineer. Like. I mean, I take it that the producers have like some background in audio engineering. Those guys' ears and guys and girls' ears are like next level.
Yeah, it's something else. Like they
will hear the minutia behind your inflections. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever do that thing when you were still here? Yung si MJ, di ba nagbibigay siya ng mga racket dito? Yung mga e-book.
I never actually.
I talked about it here. Remember? Do you remember? I did a sex book.
Yes.
And
I did
different voices. Dude, it was so hard to just do two characters, man. And I couldn't even do a girl voice convincingly. But they were able to, like, take like the audio engineer of that project was able to make me sound more like they were able to do some stuff like post prod. It was really impressive. Yeah. Like they're so good. Like my audio quality wasn't that great, but they were able to fix it. Because I did from home.
And it's hard, diba? Like changing characters on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Like right there, right then and there.
It's different.
Yeah, so it's different. It's a different type of job. And actually, I talked to the guy who was voicing all of those different characters. He was like, it's such a crazy way of like making money, right?
Yeah,
because
it is.
He would actually voice a lot of like games and like fantasy books. So that's his specialty, which I feel like he nailed it, honestly.
Yeah.
So that's the job that I actually want to have here in the UK. And that's actually one of the things that I studied for and everything. So I actually emailed the person that I shadow produced, that I actually followed around the office that day. Mm-hmm. And I had to like... This is so strange for me because this is the first time that I'm doing it, but I had to tell her that basically I'm available and if you need some help, like basically I'm spreading myself like butter. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, bro, just give me a job, man. but yeah, she was really nice. Her name is Lydia and shout out to you.
Hi, Lydia.
Thank you for being so nice. And I want to say that's it. I'm going to end right there. Finn.
All right, man. My week is not as eventful as yours. But it's been 2 weeks. So I remember the thing that after we recorded last week, like the next day, I had a hosting. Did I talk about that? Where I met like Eric Eruption Thai and I hosted for...
I saw it on your Instagram
stories.
Yeah,
dude.
Though.
So I hosted like it was like a gaming themed event. It was the launch of SM Cyberzone Cyber Month. And basically, they were just there's like a bunch of game related stuff. Ian Mercado was there, who's also a famous game streamer here in the Philippines. So I got to meet them. Dude, I just want to say Eric Eruption, he's so big, man. He's such a big guy.
I met him before, too. Diba? And he's so nice.
Yeah, he's super nice.
He's so
and
lambot
ng katawan niya. He didn't even dance the ting-ting dance. It was just, but he did like the movement. And it's just so weird to see that movement from this gargantuan, like, really ripped buff guy. So that was pretty cool, man. That was pretty cool. Hey, remember I told you, like, on Reddit, I was able to buy, like, cheap subscriptions? I've been collecting them like Infinity Stones, bro. I finally got Apple TV, man, for 70 pesos. And if and just to all the Leche fans out there, the guy is sharing it because he's, like, on a family plan. He has two more slots. As far as I remember, he has two more slots. So message me if you want to get in on the 70 peso deal. Maybe you want in, Rika G. Gcash lang, bro.
I want a Disney Plus, actually.
Disney Plus 100 pesos lang for me. So me know. I got the hookup, bro. So on Apple TV, I was like, okay, I'm going to watch a show, a binge watch show, because I already watched Ted Lasso. So I looked, their number one show right now is called Hijack with my beautiful man, Idris Elba. And it's about a plane getting hijacked, and he's like a corporate negotiator guy. And so he talks to he's trying to, negotiate with a terrorist. And that show, for the first four or five out of the seven episodes, was really, really good. Like, so, so good. I thought, like, this is next level, like, tension and great acting and believable to an extent. And then the last three episodes or two episodes were just not good. It was so frustrating to watch. So I don't know, like, I would recommend it just as, because it's entertaining nonetheless. Like, even if you get to the last few episodes and you get frustrated by some of the actions of the characters, it's still really entertaining. I feel like sayang siya because it was so good. The first four or five episodes, I didn't know what was going to happen next. And all the passengers that, all the key characters and the terrorists that were on there, like, the acting was really well done. So I don't know. It's still number one on Apple TV. I would give it a go if you have nothing better to watch. And it is entertaining. Like, it is pretty entertaining. Like,
okay.
I don't regret watching it. I just wish that it makes me wondering if the writer's strike, like, happened during episode five.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really know. Pero sayang. But other than that, man, on Disney Plus, speaking of Disney Plus, they have a lot of the old, like, cartoons on there. Like, a lot of old cartoons. And I don't know if hindi siya uso dito eh, but did you ever hear of the TV show Gargoyles, the cartoon?
I heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, so I've been binge-watching Gargoyles because I used to watch that as a kid. And the X-Men animated series. Dude, they have all the episodes, man. So I've just been watching Gargoyles like a kid every morning. I'm just watching, like, four or five episodes. It's really good, man. So Gargoyles, and I think it aged really well. The X-Men animated series, the animation is not that great, but it's still a good show.
Do you remember that, like, X-Men tangent movie that I don't know if it really came out? But it's like a horror-themed X-Men movie. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Actually come out? Because I remember it, like, I remember the trailer coming out during, like, lockdown. And I don't know if natuloy. I don't actually remember the title of that movie.
I think you're talking about the new Mutants. The new Mutants one. It did come out. It was not good.
It was not good? Because I thought the trailer was, like, intriguing. I wanted to see it just because of the trailer. It was like a horror X-Men type of thing.
Yeah, it looked interesting. But when I watched it, like, they did go... I mean, I respect them for trying to go down, like, a different route. But it was not executed well. Like, I remember watching it, like, man, this could have been so much more. But it was
all hype. It was all padding.
Yeah.
You know?
And at that point, I think they'd already given up on the X-Men, like, franchise again. Like, I don't know what they're going to do with it, with the MCU. All I know is Wolverine's going to be in Deadpool 3, right? So I don't know how that's going to work out. Hugh Jackman is back as Wolverine. But yeah, so X-Men. What else did I do, man? Literally, I've been doing a lot of voiceover work, bro. Like, that's what's been keeping... I got a lot. Oh, we got to talk about that later on in our break.
Oh, yeah.
But I've been doing a bunch, bro. Like, literally, I've been glued to the computer and just voice. But not like that guy who did the audiobook. I really... When you really said that story about the guy doing the voices, I remember how frustrating it was to switch between characters, man.
It's hard.
It's difficult.
It's hard.
Because
it's difficult.
You're reading in one, because my characters were just a guy and a girl, pretty much. Most of the time, it's a guy and a girl. And they were like from Texas or something. So, you know, stupid me, my first voice, like, you have to stick with it, right? For the whole, like, whatever, 40 chapters. So I was like, I can do a Texas voice, man. You know? Like, welcome, my name is Dallas.
Because you can do it for maybe a couple of lines.
Yeah, for a couple of lines. And then I was like, oh my God, I forgot I have to do this for the rest of the book.
Exactly, exactly.
But yeah, like, it's completely different from, let's say, doing a voiceover for, because I also got voiceover, like, legit voiceover work for commercials, for close-up, like the toothpaste. And that's easy, yeah. Right? Well, for not easy, but, like, you know, you're just reading, like, you know, amazing, fresh breath. But then when you're talking about characters, it's like, it's different. It's really acting, which I'm not good at. So much respect to that voiceover actor, man. What else, bro? Nothing new with me, man. Just hustling. Although next month it's going to be crazy. Like, you know, you got me excited when you were talking about going to, what's it? Watford? Watford? What's good?
Watton.
Watton. Watton. Because I'm going to be in Europe for like 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, with my mom.
What the hell?
Yeah, thank you to my mother.
Bakit hindi ka pa dumaan ng UK?
Dude, my mom and I are going to go to Europe next month. And there's a whole itinerary. Medyo na overwhelmed mo sa itinerary.
So it's just going to be you and your mom?
No, she actually is part of an old people group, you know, like just her old people friends.
I think now you're part of it.
Yeah, I man. I think it's high school or college. No, high school yata. Like, in mga reunion nila. And I'm just happy to tag along. But I know we're going to like 4 or 5 different countries. It's going to be crazy. So I just don't know which ones. But I'm excited, bro. And yeah, Finn, man, shall we wapow to our first titi?
Let's go. Okay, let's talk about this one. Okay, I'm going to take this because I feel like I've been to Pansol many, many times. Mm-hmm. And I've seen various resorts and I have been the customer at many points. But here is the story about this one. Okay, so there were employees from Sempil Shift C Company, and they rented a resort in Pansol, Laguna. And if you guys don't know Pansol, it is a place, it is a town in Laguna where it's just lines and lines and villages of resorts. Basically, there's just one village that's just full of resorts. Nobody lives there. People just rent it as, you know, for vacation. Mm-hmm. But they did rent it. And the next, I guess the time that they checked out, the person looking after the resort looked over the property and basically it was trashed, yeah. Like to the bone. Mm-hmm. You can see the water dispenser in the pool. You can see the
tables and chairs.
The grill. Tables and chairs in the pool, the grill in the pool. There's just pieces of food in the pool. And I feel like the pool is the biggest thing because it's something that you have to drain. You have to replace the water and then you have to treat it again. It's like a big thing. And I feel like that's one of the biggest na parang gastos when mm-hmm. it comes to replacing it. And then you can see like fish sa floor. You can see like barf in the sink. Basically, you can smell it through the screen.
Was that a rat that they showed at the end? Like a dead rat?
No, I think it's a fish.
The fish?
Na parang okay. Grilled fish.
Ah, gets. Kala yeah,
so it's
dagay.
Grilled fish. Ako din eh, yeah. I thought.
All right.
And then basically, I'm not sure if this is the owner taking the video or just a staff member also. But they were not happy, dude.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's just like the reaction if you see it. Even I reacted that way. Just looking at all of the videos and here's the thing, kasi like ikaw, what did you think of it and what were your thoughts looking at the video?
Kadire, bro. Like, it's really disgusting.
Kadire,
like,
diba?
Just from the first shot, kasi nagsimula sila sa CR.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, I get like maybe throwing up and then, yeah, like. But
and then they're cleaning it up, or, right?
Yeah, yeah. But let's say they just threw up in the sink and they didn't, but the whole bathroom is gross. Like, there's not, I don't know. If I throw up, right, I will clean it up. But if I forgot to, let's say I forgot to clean it up, the rest of the bathroom wouldn't be that disgusting. Like, it would just be the one spot that I threw. But it looks like they shit all over the floor for whatever reason.
Ew.
It was nasty.
I don't even want to.
But I mean, here's the thing.
Because like I said, I did go to UPLB and we would go to Pansol most of the times, like for our meetings and parties and everything. And most of the time, you don't really have any paper to sign. It's not like booking.com or Airbnb that you have like a paper trail or like a document that you have to sign. Mm. Usually that only happens when you rent a resort that's like 30,000 pesos and up.
Mm.
But usually kasi resorts are like, what, 1,000 pesos? And the caretakers would just take the money and then they would just give you the rules. Usually it's unspoken that you don't fucking trash the place.
You because see the CCTV just, then? The CCTV
because we're
footage?
All adults. I didn't actually see the CCTV.
Oh, man. Huh. So they showed the CCTV after the fact. And these guys, I mean, you don't know what state of mind they're in. I mean, it's not an excuse, but it's so weird to watch them. They look like wild, like, animals, bro. Like, they're just, they're literally taking the effort to look for stuff to throw into the pool. It's so bizarre. It's bizarre.
Yeah, that is bizarre. Because you would think that you wouldn't do that because you would have to pay for it. If you wreck the place, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it seemed like they didn't care. Because, like I said, wala usually, and hopefully meron sila, but usually wala talagang paper trail.
Mm-hmm.
Like you would just give the money and you would just, you know, see the rules plastered on the door or something. Like, don't throw tissue paper in the toilet, something like that.
Baka say nakasulat na, don't throw tables into the water. Baka they're like, we can do this.
Na parang,
water dispenser,
exactly,
come on.
Exactly. Parang, wala naman silang sinabi that you can't throw the water dispenser in the pool, so that's what we're gonna do. Bro, that's bizarre. Yeah. Why would you do that? And yeah, I am. I mean, I feel for the owner and the staff that's looking over the resort, because obviously they would have to answer to that as well, diba?
Yeah, there's a lot of call for, you know, these people should be, you know, held accountable.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know what charges they would be pressed against. I mean, I don't know which exact rule they broke, but they definitely broke a rule. And just to clarify as well, the company, yung Semphil Shift C, they declared in a statement na daw, but it was not an official event, right? So it was made by some of the employees. It was a private deviation made by them. So, you know, in essence, they're clarifying that this was not a company event. And I've read in some comments, I can't find any verification. Supposedly, these employees have been fired. So true, at least my konting ano, man, rightfully so, man, because you're representing the brand. Because if you see the pictures, I think there's a picture of floating around. They're wearing their uniforms, like in a group photo.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if it was taken at the resort mismo. But these employees supposedly got fired, but I can't confirm that as of now. But if they did, I think it's the right move, man. It seems perfectly logical. You know, fuck around, find out, as they say.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's true, actually. Actually, I was just thinking about how did the company get intertwined in the whole situation? Because if it was just like a private, you know, event that they did, but then again, if you are working for a company, it would always be like something, you know what I mean? Na parang kabit. Laging nakakabit yan sa'yo, I guess.
Yeah, you're representing the brand. I mean, wherever. They even said that to us. Like, when as DJs at RX, like, if we get in trouble, we hold the brand name, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if we get arrested, anong headline? DJs RX.
Exactly.
DJs RX nagwala sa Pansol. That's what's gonna happen.
Ooh, that happened before.
It did.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is just a kerfuffle.
Yeah.
And I feel like the least that they could do is to pay for the shit.
Yeah.
To pay for all of this. Because because aside from the effort that they have to go through, like the staff and the owners that they would have to go through, you know, like contacting people to drain the pool and cleaning the resort, they would have to deal with money as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like dapat may magbabayad. And if... You know what I mean? Like, if they can afford to rent this place, dapat afford nyo din na bayaran sila. This is just, This is just something else, dude. Yes,
hopefully, they get the just. I mean, hopefully, justice is put down in whatever
exactly.
form. I feel like even jail time is warranted. I don't know how much jail time you really deserve for doing this, but I feel like just to get the point across, like there should be maybe besides fines, you know, put him, you know, scare him a little. You know, give him a couple months. You know,
just, I mean, they did get fired,
dude. Scare
That's
him
a big
straight.
Thing.
Scare him straight. Could you
That's
imagine, like? Your act, like these people who do these things at this point, and I'm guessing that they've never had repercussions for these kinds of actions before. Like, why would you know what I mean? Like, it's not, you know, there's like the term God fearing, like, they're not afraid of any repercussions, which is so bizarre. Like, we keep saying the word bizarre because it never in my mind would I ever think, like,
exactly.
this is a cool
when you're
thing
an
to
adult,
do.
When you're an adult, you don't think of these things. Actually, it's just even actually, let's say one of you guys in your group would do this thing. One would actually say, another person would say, no, dude, stop it.
Yeah.
You know, this is not something that we do. But it seemed like nobody was stopping them.
Somebody that did. They're like, yo, that looks fun. Yo, let me try. Fuck, man, that's crazy. Anyway, any more thoughts on this Semphil Shift employee fiasco at Pansol, Rika G?
You know, Project X is a movie. Don't ever do that
Dude,
shit in
that
real
Project
life.
Project X was
okay?
dope, though, huh? That was
it
a dope
just,
ass
it's
movie.
It's dope. It was dope. It was cool, but it's a freaking movie, you guys. Don't ever do that in real life.
True,
come on,
true.
Man.
All right, man. shall we wapow to our next TT?
Wapow.
Okay, we're talking about Lizzo. I know that this news came out almost 2 weeks ago, but we're going to kind of go back and go over it because it was really hot news. And also an update involving Beyonce. We're going to be talking about what's going on with that. But let's start with the original issue with Lizzo, Rika G. And I know I sent this to you like the day that I heard about it. And it is not looking good for singer Lizzo. So if you know Lizzo, she's got, I don't know, a bunch of hits, right? She's wildly popular singer / does she rap? She does sometimes, right?
She does sometimes, yeah.
She's a very popular singer.
She's a big advocate of, you know, like anti-body shaming.
Yeah, body
and
positivity.
Loving your own body.
Mm-hmm. So the issue here is that some of her backup dancers had pressed charges against Lizzo and her management because of a few things, all right? So the main things are a toxic work environment. Some dancers felt like they were being body shamed for their appearance. They were concerned that they thought that Lizzo and her team felt like they weren't in shape or like they weren't fit enough or they weren't giving enough energy during the performance. And the other thing, which for me is the more concerning thing, is the stuff that happened after their shows when they would go out to, say, like a club or something. And some of the things that Lizzo made them do, which involved like bananas. It's like literally they involved bananas. We're gonna kind of dissect that. But it started when one of the head dancers, her name is Shirlene Quigley. So she came forward, and then multiple other dancers kind of supported her as well, saying a few things. The first was like during an appearance by Lizzo and her dance team at South by Southwest Music Festival. The singer and the choreographer later told that dancer, the main dancer, that she seemed less committed to the role. But they did not specifically say that they were targeting her weight, but the dance captain took it in a way like, oh, so am I not, you know, fit enough for you? So that was kind of the first, that's how things got rolling. But then it goes even deeper where they were going to clubs. And Lizzo would take them to clubs where there were like topless performers, like women topless performers. And then there was one other accusation that there was like a banana in the woman's vagina. And she was forcing one of the dancers to like eat the banana out of the vagina. And she declined like multiple times. And then she kind of got pressured into doing it. So those are like the main big things that happened. And multiple things. Like, you can look up the whole thing. I don't think we have enough time to go
through
all of it.
There were interviews from former dance members or dance troupe members where Lizzo would actually say that, you know, dancers would get fired for gaining weight. So something like that. And then when the dancer would acknowledge that they did gain weight, like people would laugh at her. And yeah, a lot of those things, which is so bizarre because like we said, she is a big advocate of, you know, body positivity. And we all know that. And it was just such a problematic thing to do. But you know what? Here's the thing. Here's being 20 years on the internet. It's just that for me, do you think that she was canceled too quickly?
Yeah, well, in that regard, that's why I never put off judgment. Like I hold off judgment until the actual courts, whatever, deal the final blow, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that she shouldn't have been canceled right away because we don't know. We don't know what the final outcome is.
Mm-mm.
What's concerning is, though, is that there are multiple people coming out.
Exactly.
Like if it was just one person, maybe it could have, in my mind, I'd be like, maybe it's a disgruntled employee. Maybe she's trying to make money. I don't know. Like those are the things that come into my mind. But then there are instances of multiple people doing this, unless there's some sort of like planned or coordinated attack on Lizzo. Like I get they have something to gain, the dancers, but there are other people who I think there was one. It was like one of their stage directors before who supported the dancer, but she had nothing to gain from the lawsuit because she wasn't even involved in the lawsuit, and she was standing with the dancers. So to me, that's more of a telling sign like, oh, wow, this might actually be legit, right? So, yeah, for me, I'm waiting. But, yeah, it's also not looking good for Lizzo.
It is not looking good. It's just that for me, you know, it speaks more of their work environment, really.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not saying that obviously Lizzo had the power to, like, stop all of this and maybe actually tell her employees that, hey, guys, you know, we shouldn't be laughing at people who are, you know, gaining weight and stuff like that. But it's just that for me, she also didn't decline. Because remember, she did put out like a statement on her Instagram.
She did. On her Instagram, she was talking about like, She's denying it, but also she's not apologizing. But there is a reason why she's not apologizing, right? Because if she apologizes, that means that she's admitting guilt.
She did it,
right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
So, you know, a lot of people in the comments of her statement are saying, like, why aren't you apologizing? But to me, it makes sense from Lizzo's team, right? If you are Lizzo and if you're Lizzo's law team, you wouldn't apologize. It doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's also... It's not a very good... I didn't think it was a great statement to put out. I think she should have just kept quiet, if anything, because this is like hard.
Yeah. You know, honestly, when this all came out, I didn't really think of Lizzo as like, oh, kawawa naman si Lizzo, or like, I didn't really think of people in this whole like scenario as like individuals. Geto ba? Kasi ang nakikita ko talaga is how deceptive, like... Hollywood is. Yun naisip ko na parang, bro, you cannot believe anything anymore that you see on TV or on the internet. Because through the years, nakita natin si Lizzo, you know, would always stand up for what she believes in and everything. And then all of these allegations were brought up, which is so opposite to what she was fighting for.
Yeah.
Na parang naisip ko na, shit, we really cannot believe Hollywood and the internet anymore. Like, alam mo yun, yun naisip ko talaga. It's not even like, oh, masama si Lizzo or something like that. It's really more of like, because honestly for me, I feel like it's not just Lizzo na kind of like cultivating that kind of environment.
Oh, definitely.
Because
not.
We see it in the whole industry. You see it left and right. Even in the most minute production, you would see that type of shit.
Yeah. It's a super superficial industry, right?
Mm.
And yeah, but the thing I really want to highlight here is because to me, the body shaming thing, I found that more unbelievable the, you know, like, okay. I'd be like, why would Lizzo do that, right? If she's all about body positivity, it seems outlandish. When I first heard that was the accusation, but when I delved deeper into it, it's, for me, it's the other stuff that I feel like people kind of skip over. Because when I was looking through
sexual
harassment. Yeah, because when I was looking through all the tweets and stuff, everyone was saying, oh, look at, not Lizzo, body shaming her whatever. And the term that was used was less committed. So to me, that could be interpreted in a lot of ways. But what can't be misinterpreted is if the stories of the club incident, I think it was in Amsterdam, where there were nude performers and Lizzo was making them do stuff that they were uncomfortable with, that to me is the bigger thing that people kind of gloss
heavier.
Over. Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, that is more of a reflection of, wow, like, she's kind of messed up if this is true. And I mean, I know Lizzo is very, what do you call that? Like open, like sexually open. You know what I mean? Like, I remember she was talking about, do you remember that interview she did with BTS? Did you hear about that back in the day?
No.
She said like,
what was it? Or
she
maybe
said
I
like,
forgotten.
Oh, I would like to have sex with all the BTS members. There's a video of her saying that.
Right.
And when you watch the video, like, I get where she's coming from. BTS guys are hot, man. Like, but to say that out loud, it seems very... It's like you'd have to think about, I don't know, I would not say that out loud is what I'm saying.
I think it's also very uncomfortable to hear that from her, because knowing that her audience, you know, it doesn't just range from adults and teenagers, and there's little kids listening to her, and at the same time, the audience of BTS would also be a little bit, you know, on the younger side. I think that's why it's also very uncomfortable. Parang it's uncalled for, you know what I mean? Yung parang hindi siya, wala siya sa line of, you know, when people think about that and BTS.
Yeah,
and stuff.
So to me, that's what I think people should be looking at. Like, if there's anything that comes out of this case,
I totally agree.
It should be, did she really do that? Because if she did,
I totally agree.
That is a big problem.
And I think that, you know, like, people who are accusing her and actually, what do you call this? Like, they have a case against her. It's really more on the sexual harassment.
Mm.
I feel like they would have more leverage when it comes to that, because obviously that weighs much more heavier. And but I'm not saying that hindi ko naman like minamaliit din yung body shaming and everything. But yeah, I get where you're coming from. It's, you know, not a lot of people are like talking about it as well.
Yeah, and some further updates on this. Last week, three more dancers actually came forward with their own separate accusations. We're not going to go through all that, but the latest one, I think from yesterday or 2 days ago, Beyonce was on stage, and I think in one of Beyonce's songs, there's like a Lizzo reference. I'm not really sure, but because
the newer ones?
Yeah, because I remember when it came out, when the first news came out, Beyonce didn't say Lizzo's name during like a performance when she was, you know, supposed to say Lizzo's name. I think she shouts out like a bunch of women in one of her songs or performances. But this time, 2 days ago, Beyonce actually said, I love you, Lizzo, like during her stage performance. So in, you know, people will take that as she's on Lizzo's side. She's supporting Lizzo through all this. And I mean, I get it. I mean, it's her choice to like really, if she really is on Lizzo's side. But it also kind of raises questions like, wow, Beyonce is on Lizzo's side, which is kind of a big deal, because a lot of people look up to Beyonce as well. You know, Beyonce is literally a queen bee to a lot of people.
And oh, yeah, for
there,
sure.
And there we go. It goes back to the whole Hollywood aspect of it. What's really happening, man? Beyonce has a lot
of
power.
I feel like
Beyonce has a lot of power.
And Beyonce can know everything.
For real.
With her power and money and her status. I feel like she knows something. They know something that the public
doesn't know.
But here's the thing. Another thing that happened was Lizzo was dropped from the Super Bowl halftime show. And I feel like this move from the Super Bowl halftime show people, I feel like it's just smart because, you know, Lizzo is in a whole mess.
Yeah.
So for them to actually like drop Lizzo and maybe not wanting to be in that mess.
Makes sense. It's a financial move. Like, people are going to be angry if they kept her on the roster. Even if, let's say, there's no verdict yet, it only makes sense. I mean, it happens to everyone. It happened to Johnny Depp. It happens to
anybody
that's in a lawsuit, like Jonathan Majors, right? Like with the MCU, they barely promote him at all. I don't know. I think there's a verdict of Jonathan Majors. I'm not sure. At least in one court case. But yeah, it's a smart move on the NFL's part. But I guess we just have to wait and see, right? Like, because I like Lizzo, right? I mean, before all this came out, I like her music, man. I like what she stood for. She makes bangers. So it's just not looking good, in my opinion.
It's not looking good. And it's also sad if you're a fan. And, you know, especially if you're really behind her messaging. It's just heartbreaking to see. And, you know, obviously, I feel for, you know, people who are speaking up, because that's not an easy thing to do. To actually speak up against your employer and to have that risk to not be employed again. You know, there's always that risk, and that's such a big move for them. So hopefully we know the truth soon.
I'm going to go on a Hollywood limb here and say that she's going to be fine. Like, I know, like, you know what I mean? Like, look at Chris Brown. I mean, Chris Brown is thriving still. He's got millions of fans that are ride or die. And I think the Lizzo fans are like, I feel like they're going to stick by her. I feel like she's going to release more music in the future and she will bounce back, which...
Here's how crazy Hollywood is, okay? We talked about how Doja Cat shitted on her fans one week. The next week, she drops an album and everybody's talking about her. Like, she didn't just shame her fans online. You know what I mean? Like, that is so bizarre to me. Natatawa ako. But you know what, actually, in the middle of all of the Lizzo stuff, I did come across this one tweet saying that if only we canceled male, you know, figures this easy. Kumbaga parang sinasabi niya na parang, how come it's so easy for us to like cancel like a female artist who did something wrong or something like that? I mean like you brought up Chris Brown, na parang even up to now, it's still such a mystery to me that he's still out there and people are still going to his concerts.
Yeah, because after the Rihanna thing, right? Like, that was really bad. He did more stuff, you know?
If he stopped after the Rihanna thing,
I could maybe be like, okay, he's changed and he made a really fucked up thing. But then he was throwing stuff in an interview. He's throwing chairs at whatever. And then there's a bunch more people coming forward about sexual allegations. Like, it doesn't make sense that this guy is so popular still. Yeah, he makes good music, but come on, man. There's got to be a point where you're like, this is, I don't know, bro. So we'll see, man. We'll see with Lizzo, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. I guess that brings us to our final TT, shall we? Wapow?
Wapow.
This one, I just showed Rika this before recording, and then she took the time to watch it because it was so interesting to her and to me and to a lot of people on the internet. Let's talk about this, Rika G. Christelle Fulgar. You might know her. She's an actress. Did you know who Christelle Fulgar was before I introduced
I did not know.
She's a singer as well. And I remember watching her videos literally like 6-7 years ago with CJ Navato. Like, I don't know if they were a real couple or if they were like a love team, but they had a bunch of videos together where they're singing duets. And there's this one video like sobrang naaliwaw. Like, I kept playing it over and over again. The name of the song is Pag-ibig Na Kaya. Like, I was just watching. I liked their duet. It was so cute. Parang kiniligaw when I was watching it. So that's how I know her. But ever since then, I hadn't heard from her ever again until yesterday or 2 days ago when this happened. So Christelle Fulgar was set to host a fan meet for Korean pop star Seo In-guk. I hope I'm saying that right. Maybe you could do it better, Rika G, because you took a little bit of Korean. Seo In-guk.
I think I think it's just Seo
In-guk. And she was, you know, she was chosen as the host because not only is she, well, a big YouTuber, but she is a super fan. Like, she was covering his song 6 or 7 years ago. And she can speak Korean. She actually learned Korean because she was so, you know, into the whole Korean culture. She actually knows how to speak Korean now. And she was selected as the host, and she got there at 7 a.m. She made a vlog about it. And in her vlog, she showed like her tech run, her dry run or tech rehearsal. And then after the tech rehearsal, the happenings were that she was actually removed last minute as the host for the fan meet. And she spoke about it. And she said that they actually decided to go with a different host in the last like 2 or 3 hours right before the fan meet. And she was replaced by Karen Bordador, who I don't know personally, but you know her, right? Because she was at RX when you were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I worked with her for a time. But yeah, so she was replaced with Karen Bordador. And here's the thing, just a clarification, you guys, in case you guys don't see the whole picture. She was already there. She already rehearsed. She was ready. But then...
Si Cristel, right? We're talking about Cristel.
Right? Si Cristel. And not just last minute, like the day before. The actual day, right? Yeah. If I'm not mistaken.
She was there at 7 a.m.
She was there at 7 a.m. They did the tech rehearsal. And it seemed like the production staff did not like her energy. That's what she said. Na parang... low energy, parang ganun.
In the video, yung vlog nga, she shows clips. Uh-oh. And you can see naman that she's going at what I think is half speed, which is
half, yeah.
Which is, as event hosts, I'll let you speak on your behalf. But for me, I do that all the time in local productions here.
And especially if there are a lot of lines to be practiced.
Yeah, practiced.
I feel like 50% is just the smart thing to do. But then again, she was working with a Korean production staff. And I mean, ako, understandable if they have like different standards. It's just that in her words from her vlog, she said that they didn't even give her a second chance to do it. And there are also a lot of questions to be raised because did they even tell her to give 100% during the tech rehearsal? Because if they did and she didn't still give 100%, then I kind of understand. But from her words, they didn't give her
a second chance.
Because she talked to the production staff first, na parang, can I do it again? You know, like, diba sinabi niya na parang, I'll do my best, I'll do better.
Yeah.
But yeah, it seemed like
they said no. Just, I mean, they didn't cut it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like you, there are times that I would give 50% on rehearsal.
Because you're saving your voice. For me, I use it to save my voice. Right? You're saving your voice. And
your
usually,
energy.
Yeah, your energy. And you're trying to just get through the whole thing so that you know the flow. Mm-hmm. Because at that point, I mean, I don't know how this event went. But in most events, you're just trying to see like your blockings, where you're going to go up, when you're going to go down. Pronunciation of names and whatnot, like for if there's a lot of people going on stage, for example. So I totally understand why she was, and she even mentioned it in her vlog, like she's been in this industry for 20 years and she's like, that's the standard here in the Philippines, right? I usually guide to mga variety shows. Like I've been to variety shows like before it actually starts taping. And they're not going full speed most of the, even the dancers, some of the dancers, like they're just doing the like.
Oh
the
yeah, for sure.
Pa.
You see
one,
that
two,
all
three,
the time.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Like they're not doing the full shebang right off the bat. Because you know, energy conservation and blockings. Just you're just trying to figure out what's going on. So I felt really bad for her. But
I felt really bad for her also when we were talking about this, you know, before recording. I just honestly refuse to make this the normal thing. You know what I mean? Na parang I just refuse to accept that this is just how it is. I feel like this is something specific to maybe this production staff, I would like to say. Kasi parang ako, hindi ako makapaniwala that if all of the, let's say, Korean production staff would be like this, hindi ako makakapaniwala talaga. Because it's just, honestly, for me, aside from the host obviously being a professional, the production staff should also be a professional, meaning that they should also have confidence in the host that they hired in the first place.
Yeah, that to me is also, I was like, they got her for a reason. Not only because she's a
fan.
They must have studied her hosting, because she's hosted on TV, I'm pretty sure. I don't know that for a fact,
but
I'm going to guess that she's at least once or twice, she has videos of her online hosting for, I don't know, like and at Eat Bulaga or whatever, ASAP. I don't know what channel she was affiliated with.
And here's the thing. If let's say, they did fail to do their their homework and they hired someone who, let's say, not up to their standards, it's not, you know what I mean? Parang feeling ko, hindi siya entirely fault ng host that they hired because they should have done their homework. And if they did, and they, dun pa lang sa hiring process, okay na siya sa standard nila, and they hired her, and at the last minute, they didn't want her. That honestly, for me, speaks a lot about the production staff.
Yeah, and people are, you know, in the comment section of all these videos, because I was discussing it, is it like a culture thing, right? Because all the comments are saying, ganyan talaga yung mga Korean productions. And, you know, I have a little bit of an anecdote to go along with that. So I've hosted two Korean Korean events here. I don't know if they're like Korean events. I don't know if that's the right term. But I hosted a fan meet for this guy named Im Hyun Sik, right? Im Hyun Sik, he was part of a really big K-pop group, but he was doing like a solo thing. And I remember when I was there, the stage director guy, the Korean guy from the Korean end of things, was like literally always next to me saying, make sure, like he was saying in Korean, but the translator would tell me, oh, he just wants you to make sure that you are alive and lively and whatever. So from the start, I was like, okay, I know, like they want to see me do that during the dry run. I don't know if Christelle got that same courtesy. I don't know if it's a courtesy, but I don't know if she got the same instruction, right? Like you said, Karina, if she was told to give 100% from the start, then I think she would have. But
yeah, I feel like she would have. And knowing that, you know, she's a fan as well, she knows that she has to give 100%. It just seemed like she wasn't given that courtesy or, you know, that chance.
Yeah, because I was told literally 5 or 6 times. And it was so funny because I had the translator, right? I had like 2 translators, a Filipino one and a Korean guy who could speak Tagalog. Mm. And the stage guy or the director was he spoke for like a minute long, right? He's speaking Korean. Right. I was like looking at him. I thought he was mad at something. But then at the end, after that 1 minute speech, the translator's like, oh, he just wants you to be lively. It's like he said all of that in 1 minute. He must have said more stuff, right? So for me, I was like, okay, I got to do this. And then when I did a press con for Tiffany Young, Girls' Generation Tiffany Young, that one's a little different because it's a press con, but I remember them being very, very precise. Like they wanted me to be very precise. And I think that is where the shift, like that's why maybe they expected her to be like that, like from the start. And, you know, like maybe Christelle should have known that. I don't know if she should have known that because
But I don't think you're supposed to.
Yeah, because, that's what I'm saying. She's not
supposed. We're all professionals here and you should be able to say what you want from a production, you know, in a professional way.
I
communicate it in a better way, I feel like.
I agree. Like they shouldn't have just been like, no. Like, oh, you're done. Like you have no more chance.
Diba?
And just to add to that, so there's a local, like, so obviously there's the Korean team, but then there's the local team. The local team is actually from Pampanga. The name of the events company is Epic Events. So they released a statement, right, on Facebook saying, let me just read some of it. We would like to thank Christelle for her professionalism and being a class act all throughout. She was there at 7 a.m. for rehearsals and gave positive energy to everyone. We exhausted all efforts to have her part of the program, even to just have a song or a duet. But the decision to have her no longer host was not from Epic Events end. It was from the Korean prod team's end. And then it just said, thank you for being, you know, respectful. And she was really like, it was really classy, like how she acted, I would say, like based on her vlog. You know,
and
she,
even her vlog is very, you know, it was more on the positive side. Obviously, still addressing the whole issue. But it ended with her interaction with So In-guk, you know, with, you know, taking photos and actually talking to him. And you can see that she's really into the whole thing.
Yeah. He was so sweet. I've never heard of this guy, but I'm in love with him because he's so sweet to her.
Can you imagine? We all know, you know, like don't peek behind the curtain, but she did. And it just seemed like he's such a nice person to be with. And plus, if you're a fan, parang saya lang makita na.
He genuinely felt like sorry. He's like, I heard about what happened, and like, I'm sorry. I don't know if he said I'm sorry, but he's like, are you? He even asked, are you okay? Like, to me, that is such a. Like, if you're gonna pick somebody to stand, she picked the right person, is what I'm saying.
Oh,
like,
yeah, for sure.
Galing.
For sure.
And they did a duet together. So, you know, at least my silver lining, you know what I mean? Like, at least that happened. Because I can't imagine, bro, being removed. Because for me, I went on a deep dive off her YouTube. She loves this guy.
Yeah.
Like, this is her RM for you. And for me, it's like Vince Carter, like my basketball player. Like, this is my Vince Carter.
But you could see that she's like a big fan, because even So In-guk was reminiscing on her previous vlogs that she did while watching her concerts.
Yeah, and she interviewed him, I think, online before, and he remembered that.
Grabe. If I were the fan, I wouldn't even be able to talk. And for her to be in such a professional setting and then getting that bad news as well. Feeling ko, if I were this person, to get bad news na hindi na ako mag-host, I wouldn't be able to face, like, yung ano ko, yung idol ko. But,
I would
cry.
Like, I think I would cry. I would cry hard. Like, and I would be so angry. And it seemed like, I mean, obviously, I'm sure there's anger involved. I'm sure. But to kind of, not to push that aside and just, like, kind of do what else. Like, I mean, they gave her the opportunity and she was able to, like, maximize it at least.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, I'd be distraught, man. I would be distraught.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
wow,
for sure.
Really?
But
you
for
guys
me,
got me? Yeah.
Like I said, for me, parang this is such a unique thing, also a unique experience and a bizarre experience as well. Because for me, for somebody to be replaced all of a sudden, I feel like you would have done something
awful.
So uncalled for. So awful that they would actually have to replace you. Pero such a minute thing as actually in the rehearsal, we didn't see your full 100%. It was just a little weird for me.
Yeah.
It's sobra.
It's not cool. It's not cool. I think it's not cool what they did, bro.
Yeah.
And I know there's going to be people that are like, oh, well, she should have, you know, given her 100% from the start. I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. I would be on, like, I'm on her side in terms of she even offered to do it again. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's
right.
That's
and then they didn't let her. They didn't let her. That's the thing that's, I feel like, is a little bit messed up.
Oh, nga, na parang you didn't even want to see her do it again?
Right?
That's,
knowing that she's
like
a huge fan, she can speak
exactly
Korean, right? Like,
which
she's
makes
the
me think
fit.
Na parang, which makes me think na parang, did they not want her in the first place?
I don't know, man.
It's so,
yeah, and
so
just,
strange
and just
for
to
me,
kind of
yeah.
touch on that now. So Karen Bordador came in and, you know, according to comments, she did a great job. But apparently people are also bashing Karen because they're saying like, oh, how did you get ready in time? I just want to, you know, just to defend Karen, I don't think she wanted any of, like, she was not, like,
she just got a job.
Yeah, she just got the job, man. Like,
exactly.
You can't turn that down. It's a great opportunity. And I think, from what my understanding is, Karen did an event for that company before. That So, like, she was already kind of, at least they knew her, like, she had, you know, history with that company
and,
already, right? So,
and in her defense, she is a professional host. She was on radio. And you, for you to be a professional host, you need to be doing something like that in a snap.
Yeah.
Okay, within a day, a professional can do that. So it's not something weird na parang, oh, bakit ready na siya? Because a professional can do that. Okay.
So if anything, if there's any blame, like, I'm not saying you should throw blame, I'm just saying if there's any blame, it should just be the miscommunication from the Korean side of things, like the Korean team, because they're the ones who made the final call. Like, as we already said, the Epic Events from Pampanga, they tried their best to get her, Christelle, into the program in any shape or form. So yeah, that's just the final say on that, right? Kawawa, bro. Like, I watched that video like 3 times.
I would be so distraught.
I literally was kind of tearing up, man. I was kind of tearing up. I was like, dude, I feel for you. Because not just as a host, but as a fan of somebody, like, this is the chance to host something for, literally, I'm guessing for her biggest idol in the world. Sakit nun, man. Sakit. It hurts.
And for you, and for somebody who would be, let's say somebody out there is listening who's working as a professional host, events host in the Philippines, it's like something that you have to think about now. Yeah. Na parang, shit, pwede na bang, nangyayari na ba yun? Na parang they can just change the host all of a sudden within the day. Na parang it's another stressful thing that you have to think about. Because when you're a professional host, obviously there's rehearsal, there's the thing that you, you know, your outfit and, you know, pronunciation of names and everything. You have to think about a million different things. And then dadagdag pa to. I feel like it's just, it shouldn't be a normal thing. Yeah.
If there's anyone that does host or like anyone that's aspiring host, what, just, you know, I said I do 50% like usually when I do events. But I do ask. Huh? I always ask first. I say like, do we do a full speed na ba 100% or can I or half speed lang? I always ask. You know, I'm not saying like you have the right to do 50% all the time. I'm just saying if you're gonna do it, ask beforehand because sometimes they do really want to see like the whole shebang. Like they really want to see.
For sure.
So just to let you everyone know, I'm not saying that it's always the standard, but to ask ahead of time. And I don't think Christelle was given that opportunity. But I don't know if she asked. I don't know if like they told her, right? So, yun lang.
True. I think it's a matter of miscommunication.
Yeah, 100%.
Or not just miscommunication, but not communicating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And I think we wrapped that up pretty well, man. I think that's...
Oh, yeah.
So, let us know your thoughts. Wapow. We are done for this mix. We are going to record a Lechica in a bit, and that's going to come out to tie you over to the next mix. So rest assured, we got some emails after our last Lechica recording, so we will have emails. Rika posted something on our IG, which was a pretty cool discussion about like rewatching. So, you talked about Friends, how that's like your yearly rewatch. So we'll read some of those answers as well. But if you ever want to be part of, you know, the discussion, whether it's with the regular mixes or with Lechica mixes, follow us online. Where can they find us?
Yeah, it's the Halo Halo Show everywhere except on Instagram. And guys, please join our Facebook group because there's a bunch of things that we talk about on the podcast that's part of the Facebook group. And sometimes, you know, there's a lot of miscommunication and people not understanding what we're talking about.
Someone posted Yassi Pressman's single now, bro.
Oh.
Pero kalaban ko si Sandro Marcos daw kalaban ko, bro.
Marcos.
So, anong gagawin ko, bro? What am I gonna do, man? giveaway na lang, di ba? Sandro,
giveaway na lang.
Go ahead, man. You got it, bro.
But it's the Halo Halo Show Leche Fam on Facebook. So, please join the Facebook group if you guys want to get in on the discussion. And see you in the Lechica.
Yeah, and also on IG, Halo Halo Show. All right? Halo Halo Show.
Yes.
That's it. An extra song? Halala show.
Bye.
Later.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.